Hi everyone, Eggy here. I really want to iterate to people that women aren't shit. Women are absolutely not worth a fuck. The pussy stinks and they don't like douching. They say douching is bad for them, but they'll let fucking 50 guys drain their balls in them, and then they get mad at you when you won't go down on them. They fucking have the nerve to fucking stink down there. And then they sit here and wonder why all the men are going to Asia for women. American women, you guys wear way too much makeup, you look like shit. I don't care if she's black or white or even an Asian American. And I definitely would not fuck an American-born Asian. Those bitches are just as retarded as the white women are. And the chances are you'll probably fucking get dick warts fucking them. Because they're just as slutty. Bitches are dirty. You know, it's just the pussy is, it just smells so bad in America. It's just some of the worst pussy ever. If her pussy is smelling bad and she's in her fucking mid-20s and her pussy smells terrible now, can you imagine being stuck with that for an entire lifetime? And what that, you're gonna smell her pussy every day when you hit 70 years old. You're gonna walk through that house and you're going to smell a pussy. A pussy's a fucking cavity, you guys. It's a fucking hole. It's a disgusting hole. And a lot of these bitches don't even wash. You know, just get out of my face and go sit down somewhere. Every time I walk the streets, I always have to tell. There's always some girl trying to talk to me. Like, even when I do this walk here, trying to wave. And I just have to ignore her. I don't even look at women. Women are fucking bums. They are fucking bums. And they're bitches. You know, the big reason why I stopped dating is because I realized, you know, that first date, that's the nicest you're ever going to see a girl be. That's the nicest she will ever be. If you even try to pursue her after that, it just goes downhill from there. That's why I don't fuck with women. You know, I'm straight. But at the same time, I do not fuck with. Just not dealing with them. You know, they're worthless. They really don't care. They're worthless pieces of shit. That white girl with the thick ass, you know, she's going to, that shit's going to suck after a while, you know? When she hits the wall, watch what her ass does. Watch what her ass does. It's fucking terrible what her ass does at 30. Women only date men that they're not emotionally invested in. For this very reason, so that when the shit hits the fan, they weren't invested to begin with. That's precisely why their pussy stinks and they don't know how to clean it. That's precisely why no Asian men want to fuck an American woman. And I'm sorry, but you redheads have some of the stinkiest pussies ever. I'm sorry, the gingers are some of the worst. Smells like something crawled up in that fucking thing and died. Twice. Like, for example, a woman just was jogging. She just jogged by me. I did not make eye contact with her. I do not make eye contact with women. Never. If I'm on a sidewalk and a woman is coming towards me on a sidewalk, I will cross the fucking street. I will do to them what they do when they see black men walking towards them. I will cross the street in the heartbeat on a bitch. And I live in the Pacific Northwest. Most of the women up here are fucking just gone. They're fucking gone. And I'll tell you, of everywhere I've ever been in America, I'd say 90% of the black people, black men in particular that I know in the Pacific Northwest here, I'd say they're good men. These are good men. They're not out here talking about reparations. They're not out here fucking screaming racism. Yet the black guys out here, these white bitches out here will tell them, oh, I'm not into dating black guys. It's like, really, of all the black people you tell that to, this guy shouldn't be hearing that shit. One of my favorite people up here in this part of America is a black guy. And he's very cool. And the rejections that this guy has to sit through fucking makes me I just want to fucking punch people. Fucking makes me angry. The chances of a black guy here in the Pacific Northwest being told by a white girl that he is not into, or even an Asian girl. Doesn't have to just be a white girl. It can be any other race of woman other than a black woman. Being told, the chances of him hearing that she's not into dating black men, it's way higher. If I had it my way, the trap rappers and the fucking mumble rappers should be the ones hearing shit like that. But it's not them that are getting that treatment. That's why I say pussy ain't shit. We are not in some kind of post-racial America. Notice this watching YouTube, you know, a lot of white people want to say the N-word. But I don't see white people wanting to fuck black people. I don't see white people wanting to start families with black people. Yet everybody wants to say the N-word. Everybody wants to say the N-word, but no one's fighting over the rights to use the cool Mexican language. Why is nobody fighting over the right for them to say vato? Or for the right for them to say esse? Or for the right for them to walk up to an Italian and call them a paisan? No one's bitching about that. Why do people want to take culture from black people? Why do you want to take that from black people? That's their fucking thing. Why are you bitching about it? And I think Gen Z, I'm sorry, but Gen Z black people, if you're gonna be called in the future, I'm telling you that right now, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. Because you're the ones telling them everything is okay. Telling them that it's okay to say the N-word. Punk ass Tyler, the Creator, saying that shit. You're going to fuck around and get these kids hurt. Eminem's the best rapper, yet no one points out the fact that the guy does not use the N-word in his raps. But yet everybody wants to say the N-word. No race in this country is as ripped off as the black people are. Sorry, Puerto Ricans, you're gonna have to wait in line. Sundown towns didn't kill Puerto Ricans. They didn't lynch Puerto Ricans. And it goes for you too, Mexicans. Sit down, take a back seat. Sit back and watch carefully. Yeah, I'm going to be very honest with you. The only reason why the white people like you Puerto Ricans and you Mexicans, they like you because they think that you're going to be absolutely content doing landscaping, working on their yards and cutting their grass and working in their hotels. It's the only reason why they're nice to you. But what they don't know is that the Venezuelans that are coming up to the border through Texas right now aren't going to be content with doing your laundry and doing your landscaping. They're going to want way more than that. I know nobody's telling the Mexicans or the Puerto Ricans this, but somebody has to tell them that. Somebody has to tell them why white people are nice to them now, but it's coming. As soon as you guys ask for more than what the white people are willing to give to you, it's going to be take your ass back to Mexico. They're going to start calling you all variations on the N-word. They're going to call you all kinds of fucking names again.
Welcome to the glorious new frontier.
I can't wait for it.